right now. Okay, so we're going to be talking accents. Let me know the accents you love to hear. I want to know them. 81333, start your message with the word Cornwall. That's After This by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, which will really put us in the summer vibe. It's good that the weather matches. Lovely, I'm in the summer vibe now. 9 minutes to 8 o'clock, it's Saturday morning. Naomi Kennedy here, morning. And sitting in for Julie this weekend and next weekend. So we're talking accents now. And I have to admit, after the Cornish one, obviously, I do love a Scouse accent. I do. I'm wondering which are your favourite accents at the moment. But when you're in a car and you use the maps on your phone to give you directions, do you like the accent? Or do you wish it was a bit more like this?
Keep her going straight on, following the signs from Nancy Gollan, my handsome. After 2 miles on your left, you'll pass an old disused mine that has been scat to smithereens. Carry straight on, and for 200 yards, you'll reach a roundabout. You need to take the third exit, signposted to Praise and Beeble. Get on with these straight into the village. Make sure you don't make a pig's ear on the way round that roundabout, my beauty, or you'll end up all the way down the ocean at Gwydion.
There's plenty, aren't there, that have been scattered to smithereens around Cornwall. That's, of course, the voice of BBC Radio Cornwall sport commentator Peter Richmond there. Would you prefer a different accent on your smart speaker, on your sat-nav, whatever it might be that helps you out these days? Well, it turns out that accents do make a real difference. And at one point, a whole load of BMWs were returned to the forecourts because the drivers didn't like the accent of the sat-nav.
It's primarily what I could call the music of the voice. It goes a little bit more than the gender. So the way in which I'm approaching the way that we look at the emotion of a voice is to actually remove the semantics, the part of the language that we actually understand. So when we remove the parts that activate the parts of the brain which convert the language into something we understand, what we're left with is what I call the music of the voice. And in my opinion, in my hypothesis, this is the part of the voice that has been overlooked.
And do you think having regional accents on smart speakers and those voice-activated speakers and sat-navs, do you think that would make a difference?
Well, that is precisely where my research comes in and where my present survey comes into play, which is why I'm asking very kindly the people of Cornwall if they would mind just taking a few minutes to take my survey to see how they react to a different accent. And that will tell me two things. That will tell me how they respond to the musicality of the voice and how they feel about an accent which isn't their own.
And do you think the Cornish accent has that musicality that you're looking for?
I love the Cornish accent. I really love the Cornish accent. I spend a lot of my time down there. The Cornish accent has got such a wide spectrum of vocal demographics, as it were. So from one end of the county to the other, it ranges so much in such a small square mileage. This is why I've chosen Cornwall, because it has the potential to give me the answers that I'm looking for.
All of this hangs on the responses that you get from the public, from the people here in Cornwall. So how do they get in touch with you? How do they get involved in your project?
My site is italkvoices.co.uk, and I'll be ever so grateful for as many people as possible if they could just type that in and spare 3 or 4 minutes of the time, and I'm sure they would enjoy it.
italkvoices.co.uk. Can you imagine a Peter Richmond sat-nav? I can. I'd love that. That was Matt Coombs there. He's studying for a PhD at Cardiff University.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
Make a difference.
OK, let's take a look at some of the things happening around Cornwall.